Morning Ireland, 7 minutes to eight. Petula has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. American forces have targeted 14 missiles that were ready to launch in Yemen to protect freedom of navigation in the Red Sea. There are concerns that disruption to shipping caused by attacks by Houthi militants could affect supply chains for months. Close to 20% of global trade transits through the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Simon McKeever, CEO of Irish Exporters Association, joins us. Simon, how is the disruption to shipping affecting Irish businesses?
So right now, nobody's screaming at me, and good morning, Petula, nobody's screaming at me, but we're beginning to hear from our members that when they look out into February and March, that spot rates are beginning to be affected. So right now, a container costs $4,000 to ship from Shanghai to Rotterdam. Some companies have been quoted up to $10,000 for February at the moment. The COVID high was $14,000, and last November it was trading down at around $2,000. So we're looking at a similar kind of effect that happened during COVID. Sitting at the centre of all of this is the availability of container boxes around the world. So there's a limited supply of that. The ships that are being rerouted away from the Red Sea at the moment are going around the Cape of Good Hope. That adds about 10% of the time to the journey. Sorry, 20% of time to the journey. So a journey is now taking about 10 days on average more to get from Shanghai to Rotterdam. So stuff is coming in late. And then from an exporting point of view, the availability of those boxes means our stuff is leaving the island late. And you've got a compounding piece, which is over a period of, you know, over a period of a month, you've got a 10-day cycle, which has got increased. Then it goes to 20 days, then it goes to 30 days, then it goes to 40 days, which is only going to push the price up. So for Ireland, I think what it means from a producer prices point of view on the input side of things, because we don't make an awful lot of things from the land here other than our agriculture business. So for our factories, they're going to see increased prices coming in. They're going to see increased prices of freight. And I think that we're getting back to a mini situation that we saw during COVID, where there is going to be a scarcity of container boxes. Companies would be fighting for the availability of that. They need to start talking to their providers now. So they need to start talking to the freight companies now.
Okay, that's my next question. What's your advice to your members? What can they do to mitigate the delays and costs?
So what they did during COVID was they first of all engaged with their freight carriers very early, which they are beginning to do now, number one. Number two, it could get to a point when it did during COVID, which was where companies were managing lines. So instead of shutting the whole factory, I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but if there is a supply side squeeze, then they will actually have to go from managing a whole factory to managing particular lines. So for me, I'm just sending a warning out to businesses here this morning that I think that they're about to see a huge increase in costs in doing business.
And of course, there are concerns that inflationary pressures could delay interest rate cuts as well, which would affect both consumers and businesses as well. Ireland is at the edge of Europe, at the end of the supply chain. Does that mean that it'll take longer for goods to get here as well?
Well, sometimes what it can mean is the availability of boxes is a little bit more acute for Irish businesses, because what will happen is that there will be a bigger fight for the availability of these container boxes around the world, and the bigger companies that can pay more money will get access to the boxes first. Is what tends to happen. So companies need to lock in, if they haven't already, they need to lock in their agreements with their freight carriers now.
Okay, if the attacks stopped, how quickly could shipping return to normal on that route?
So the Red Sea, as you mentioned at the very start of this, is a huge artery for international freight. I mean, 30% of the world's containers go through the Red Sea. So it would return, I think, pretty immediately if the attacks were to stop.
Okay. Simon McKeever of the Irish Exporters Association, thank you for joining us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.